Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new Simon, Simon Tof Nun Hei, which deals with the famous halach of Mayim Shalonu. You have to use still water, water that has rested, when you're using that to knead the flour that you're using to make any kosher Pesach matzah from. The Gemara has a very famous story before we begin the Mishnah Berurah, which tells us that the people in a certain town didn't understand very well what Mayim Shalanu meant. And when the Rav was giving the drasha, he said, you must use Mayim Shalanu. The people misunderstood that and thought that it meant you must use the rabbi's water. And after Shabbos, everybody came to the Rav and asked to borrow his water. So it sounds like a very silly story, but I think the idea behind that story in the Gemara is the tremendous emuna that these people have. If the Rav said you must use his water to make the matzahs, no questions asked, we follow what the Rav says. So there's a very deep and profound message there in the story. However, the people did misunderstand what Mayim Shalanu was, and Mayim Shalanu means water that rested. And the reason behind this is if the water is still, quote, very hot, or had been used recently, drawn from the lake or the river, and now was being used to go and knead the flour and make the dough, so then is a potential for an increased likelihood that it will become chametz because of the heat, so to say, that's in this water. And therefore, we have this din of Mayim Shalanu. With that little introduction, we begin. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, Ein Loshin, you don't need dough for Pesach use, Elo b'mayim shalanu. It must be water that has rested. Lanu means literally that it rested. It's still, and we'll see in a moment exactly what that means in halacha. And this is true regardless of where the source of the water is from. Bein shehei mei boros, whether it comes from some sort of a pit or minos or a spring, bein shehei mei naros, or it came from a river. In all of these situations, we are concerned that the water will be somewhat hot, and therefore this water will be memaher lahachmitz, or more quickly make the dough become chametz than is normally expected. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Aleph, this is true bein matzas mitzvah, bein shar matzos. This is true whether you're using it for the shmura matzah that you're using for the night of the Seder, the matzas mitzvah, or even for any matzah that you're going to use on Pesach. As you can see in the Shari Tshuva, in the Dibra Masul Ein Loshin, he says, Afilu matzah she'eino mitzvah, dehachashash v'shum chimutz. The problem over here has nothing to do with shmura matzah, it has to do with real becoming chametz. And this is true whether you're dealing with matzah shmura matzahs for the Seder, or any other matzah that you're going to eat, whether it's shmura or not shmura, that's kosher l'Pesach. If it could quickly become chametz, so then you can't eat it at all on Pesach. And this is brought down in the name of the Rashbats in his Maimar and Chometz and in his Tshuvas as well. And he brings down over there as well, Shekos of Demayin Shemismalu Bibrecha Balayla in Lolishbem. You can't even take water that came from a pool. You can't use that water at night as well if you're not going to let it rest for a while. Deir Shu footnote number one brings down from the Rosh, Shekivon Shachiyov Lelush B'mayim Shalanu Hu Mishum Chashashlimus, because the whole concern over here is because it could become more quickly chametz. Therefore, there's no chiluk in matzah mitzvah as opposed to any other matzos that you're going to use. He furthermore brings down the name of the Balo Itur, a raya that it goes as follows. She'ein chiyuv mayim shalanu ela b'matzah mitzvah. The Balo Itur wants to suggest it's only in matzah mitzvah as opposed to what the Rosh himself says, it applies to any matzah. And he says the Gemara, which the Balo Itur uses as his raya, over there says, Batseko shel nochrim odem mali kresabhem. The dough that a guy makes, you can fill your heart to your stomach, to your heart's content over here. Uzmashma af shelo losho som hanochri b'mayim shalanu, implying that it could even be not with mayim shalanu. However, the Beis Yosef himself already explained that, and he writes, Ikol alocha kepirish rabbeinu chanano, shemadu b'benochri shalosh b'mayim shalanu. No, that Gemara is talking about where the guy used mayim shalanu. The Yisrael omid al gabav, and there was a mashkiach standing over him to make sure that there's no problem with his dough, that it didn't become chametz. Albeit, it wasn't l'shem matzah. It wasn't l'shem the mitzvah of shmur matzah for use on the Pesach night. And that's why you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. But it's not a problem of not using mayim shalanu in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains further, this mayim shalanu, hainu lina b'chli li'achar shivosin. It must stay inside a vessel after you drew it from the source, from the well, from the pit, from the lake, etc. It has to stay in a kli after you drew it. And the reasoning is, that tam is Rashi based in the Gemara, because of Rashi v'Gemara, shamayanos b'mei Nisan heim chamim, that the wells, the springs in those times during the month of Nisan were hot. And therefore, b'pnei shachama holechas b'osuzman b'shipulei rokiah, based upon their understanding of astronomy. And the issue, footnotes number 2 and 3, discuss a little bit that understanding of astronomy. You can look over there. The bottom line is that the way the sun is moving across the sky, in other words, where the earth is moving, and it's revolving around the sun, and the sun is, so to say, moving over the sky, it's so to say, closer to the ground. In other words, umechamemes hamainos, that the springs are going to be hotter during the month of Nisan. That's one opinion. Then he says, v'yesh b'farshim, others say, b'mneisha b'layla hachama maleches lamata meyakarka, umechamemes hamainos. At nighttime, the sun, so to say, is closer to the earth, and it also heats up the mayonos. And therefore, lefikoch, either reasoning over here, whether it's our understanding of astronomy, in Deir Shavut number 3, brings down that the Goyim had a different understanding of astronomy, and Rebbe himself says that their understanding is more correct than ours. In any way, Lufikoch, Asru Chachomim L'shtamish B'hem L'tzorech Lisha. Therefore, the rabbi said, don't use this water directly to go and knead the flour to make the dough for the matzah. Immediately, take it, Mishiyotziyam in Aretz, as soon as you take it out from the well, from the ground. Because the haviluk ain't ma'im chamim, because it's somewhat hot at that point in time, sha'asu lolosh ben, that you shouldn't use hot water, ukidilakamon, in Siv Gimel, we're going to learn shortly over here in this simon. And he says, what should you do in that situation? You must let it sit. Achiyamdu bekelim, you let it stay in your utensil, v'yitztanu mechamimoson, and this way it will cool down from its heat. How long does it have to wait? V'shira mitzatsu bekelim, how long should it stay stagnant, so to say, lying still in these utensils, Usman Shivasim in Aber, and when you should exactly go and draw this water from the wells, Yisparlikam. We're going to learn in a few moments in today's shiur and in the upcoming shiur. The issue footnote number 4 says that this heat in the water is ke'ein mayim chamim, it's like hot water. Ein dina mamush k'mayim chamim, it's not really hot water. She'ein lolush b'mayim shehuchmu b'chamo, v'koshekin shehuchmu b'or, often it's not a legamri, because you're never allowed to use boiling water, hot water, that it heated up either in the sun or it heated up from a flame, even if it's now cooled down, unless it's under extenuating circumstances or a huge financial loss, we have no choice. As opposed to these mayinos over here, they never really were hot. And therefore, technically, you could use them as long as you allow them to, quote, be still and cool off a little bit. The issue foot number 5 adds over here that even if you were to take the temperature over here of the water and say that this water is at a good temperature, that's not good enough. It still requires this sitting. It must stay over here stagnant in these utensils for a certain period of time. And he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, that's all, She'en lismuch klal al medidas chom hamayim aydei mad chom uchedome. Even if you take a thermometer and you measure the temperature, and the temperature is exactly what it should be, that will not work. And therefore he says, in northern countries, for example, where even in the month of Nisan it's much colder, the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozna, brings down, you still can't use that water unless you let it sit for a while, even though you know that the water is much colder than the water in Eretz Yisrael. Because he says, there's something internally about this water that hasn't sat that somehow was going to be hot. And he brings down from the Shelz Shuz Chazal Sofer the similar idea, Shekosav B'Shem Amor Uktsia, Shebidiyevid V'Shaset Chak Yesh Lach was there. But you could technically, under extenuating circumstances, rely upon this, but only Bidiyevid. The Mishra Rur in Sifkot and Gimel explains this is true either if it comes from a river, even though the river water doesn't come from the springs, and therefore one could argue that it's not hot, and therefore the reasoning that we just brought down because of the sun's travels and how it heats up the earth, so the river is technically different than these deep water springs. Nevertheless, even by the rivers, any water, we wait and let it sit in a utensil for a while, because even these rivers over here were in the hot sun all day, and therefore you got to let them cool off a little bit. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'shoavin oson mibod yom. You have to go and draw the water during the daytime, which the Ramah says, where in the daytime? Somuch lebein hashmashos. This is his own opinion, as well as brought down from the Agos Maimonios. And he says you have to do this right before nightfall, during the bein hashmashos period of time, or near the bein hashmashos period of time, according to Ramah. According to the Mechaber, however, you can do it anytime mibod yom. Oh, Bein HaShmashos. The Mechaber continues and says, or it could be done during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. He's not as restrictive as the Ramah. And he adds, Vein Loshin Ben Ach Yavar Alay Lekula. And you shouldn't go and knead with this water until it's past the entire night. We'll explain this more in a moment as well. And he says, when you're going to draw the water, V'yicholum Lishov Yom Echad L'Yom Harbe. You can draw a lot of water at once and let it sit for a while. It doesn't have to be used the next day. It has to sit a certain amount of time, but it can sit much longer than that without it being a problem as well. That's all the Mechaber that we're going to do today. There is no additional Ramah than what we've already read. And now we'll spend the rest of the time that we have going through the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and one or two Dirshu footnotes. So, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Mibojom, he says that that which the Ramah just taught us a minute ago, that it's Somuch Lebein HaShmashos, he writes, Lav L'das HaMechaber. That which the Ramah says is an argument in disagreement with the Mechaber, who says, it's okay Mibojom. And he says, this is his own personal opinion. As we brought down, it's Das Atzmo. He said, this is his own personal opinion. Ukemoshe Mavur B'Darki Moshe, as is brought down in Darki Moshe. And this Bir Halacha continues several pages later on Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis, where the Chofetz Chaim continues to write. The Mechaber himself says, it's Mutu L'chatchil L'shov B'yom B'chol Shosh Yirtza. You can take it anytime you want during the daytime, as long as you let it sit. Milvad sheyamtim milolush b'hem ad l'mochor. As long as you let it sit overnight and you don't go and use it till the next day. But you could take it in the morning and let the water sit all the rest of that day, all night, and then use it the following day, as opposed to the Ramah said you should do it close to nightfall. Now, he adds, v'chein noktu le'ikar agro. This is also the Vilna Gaon's opinion, and the Prichodosh, and the Maamar Mordechai, and therefore, ha'chi kosav v'maamar Mordechai, de'hechad ikar k'saz dochach, shapir domi le'mimala, b'yamama b'ore yom gadol. They paskin technically like the Ramah, but they say that the Mechaber is not wrong. And therefore, if there's extenuating circumstances or a need, you can go and draw the water even earlier in the day. Kivin Shladas Morin, the Mechaber, Zal himself says that that's good. So certainly you can rely upon him in this situation where there is a Shasat Chak. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet explains further. Originally, you should certainly follow the opinion of the Ramah that you should do it during the Ben HaShemoshes period itself. And this way, the water will have cooled down for the entire 12-hour period of time, while it was still connected to the ground. Because the springs actually cool off during the day, because, as we pointed out, the sun travels at night and heats it up at night, and therefore, the Yud Beis Shos Ba'avir Ba'Laila, if it's staying in a utensil for 12 hours at night, plus it cooled off during the day, that's perfect. But since if you go and try to do it the very exact moment, the short period of time that's Ben HaShemoshes, you remember we discussed Ben HaShemoshes in detail in various points of Shulchan Aruch so far, and you can see a reminder of this in Dirshu footnote number 10, that the Kaf HaChaim brings down over here, that according to the opinion that Shkia is the start of the Ben HaShemoshes period lasts for 13 and a half minutes beyond that. According to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, that the first 3 1/4 mil of travel from the Shkia, which would be a period of time of 58 and a half minutes, that is not yet Ben HaShemoshes, that's still day. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the period of Ben HaShemoshes is the last 13 and a half minutes before the Tzeis HaKochavim. So again, there's different opinions as to when the Ben HaShemoshes is. And in any event, he says over here, since it's very difficult to be mechavein exactly during the Ben HaShemoshes to draw the water, so certainly Rashai Lishov Samuch LeBen HaShemoshes. You can take it a little bit before the Ben HaShemoshes and not have any concerns. But it would be preferable, according to everybody, that's the Ramah's opinion, that you should take it not a large period of time before the Ben HaShemoshes, and certainly because you can't shalol achel lishov achel kinesis alayla, and certainly not to take it after the Ben HaShemoshes when it's already night. However, we call makom b'di'evit, if you did, in fact, after the fact, shenishav v'hami b'mojom, if you relied upon the Mechaber, let's say, and you took it earlier during the day, ein lahachmir, it's still good, you don't have to be machmir over here. As we already discussed in the Bir Halacha, you can rely upon the Mechaber b'di'eved. As long as you waited overnight, it stayed still for at least the 12 hours of night, so then you can use it the next day. And he says, furthermore, ayin in the Bir Halacha, which we've already done as well. Likewise, if you did take the water after the Ben HaShemoshes, into nighttime already, and it was before Chatzos, so then it's also acceptable to go and knead with this water the next day. You can even use this the next day, but you must make sure, but you have to wait at least 12 hours, but it was stagnant, sitting still in the utensil before you go and knead with such water. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that Samuch LeBein HaShemoshes, the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shein HaKavona Chatzi Shoa Kodem Ben HaShemoshes. It doesn't mean that, like it normally does when we say Samuch LeBein HaShemoshes means the half hour before Ben HaShemoshes. Over here he means Samuch Mamish, as the Darki Moshe himself seems to intimate. And the minig of the Chazon Ish he brings down over here in Dirshu foot number 6, Hayolisho v'samayim miyad lachar shkia. He would take it instantly after the shkia. V'im nishavu amayim afilu mat kod b'shkia, hayoshochem. And he wouldn't allow it to be taken at all before the shkia. If he did take it before the shkia, he wouldn't use such water, he'd pour it out. He brings down from the Griz Soloveitchik, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Zatzal, Hayalisha v'samayim Zman Rav Kod Meshkiah. He would take it before the Shkiah some significant period of time. It doesn't specify how much. The issue foot number 7 brings down the reasoning over here. Why don't we take the water during the night? Why don't we bedavka take it during the day? So he brings it down from the Beis Yosef, who's bringing it down from the Rebelezim Yimitz, the Yireim. Shebiyom hitstanenu hamayim bekarka al koponim zman ma. He says during the daytime it does cool off somewhat. Umishum kach dai lohem belinas laila, and therefore it's enough as long as it stays overnight. However, avomayim shenishavu balayla, but if it was drawn at night time, kishem chamim, that it's already heating up, lo itzdanenu klal b'karka, it didn't get a chance to cool off at all during the daytime in the karka, then ein lohem takon olomis, you can never use such water, according to this opinion. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that we can rely upon the mechaber b'diavet if you draw the water earlier in the day, and he says this is kidei lochush l'das harivon v'smak. He says this is for those opinions that say she'ein hamayim mitzdanim ela belinas laila. The whole way the water cools down has nothing to do with being in the body of water during the daytime. It's only by not being used at nighttime. Belinas laila shilu kol apachos mechatzos halayla v'arachar olas hashachar. That really occurs from chatzos halayla until the morning. And therefore, v'lo daishi istana yud beishos b'chli k'das Rashi. And they don't agree with Rashi that 12 hours in the utensil is adequate. Shelo kamo shekhoz ha b'rtei, not like the b'rtei writes. And according to this explanation, v'bir de'azu, k'oz v'shulchan aruch harab, the shulchan aruch harab explains, sh'mechatzau salayla v'arolus ha-shachar, minasheves ruach tzfonis, mitzanen samayim. The reason why you need to have it during that period of time is because the northern winds come and cool down the water during that period of time. What about using technology? Putting this water in a refrigerator, does that count to, so to say, cool off the water? So the Shailas will choose all its seons that Tzal brings down. She'ein zemol, putting it in a refrigerator doesn't help. And you can't use such water to go and knead the dough. And certainly, you shouldn't go put in karach, you shouldn't put ice in there to cool it down. And this is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal. She'ein lekara mayim, she'einam mayim shalonu b'makara. You should use mayim shalonu. And if you didn't use the mayim shalonu, don't think you can get away by putting it in the refrigerator. He says, because we're not really certain what exactly how this mayim shalonu works, and it may not be the external temperature that counts, but it's the fact that it's long, it sits, it's still for 12 hours. That's really what counts. And finally, the issue footnote number 9 brings down, alvim shoavom acha chatzos alayla. If you drew the water after midnight at night, then ain dai lalinum yud beishos kedas rashi. Then it doesn't help you to just leave it sitting for 12 hours, because then we have to be concerned about the rivon and the smak that we just brought down, that the water will not cool off, except at nighttime. You need those 6 hours at least at nighttime, and if you don't have that, it will not work no matter what. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey, where he brings down that it should be done during the Bein Hashmashes period of time, according to the Mechaber, or before. Kidei she'yavar l'mayim lino shleima b'tlisha min ha-mechuber. This way, it will be out of the water all night long. U'Bein Hashmashes u'li'achar she'tishka achama atzeisik l'chavim. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings down that this Bein Hashmashes period of time is between sometime after the sun sets and between the stars coming out. And on a cloudy day, uviyom ha-me'unan, yosa tov lahakdim ilacha. If you're not sure exactly when the sun sets, better to take it earlier than to take it later. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, he says that you could let it sit over here, ein loshim hem achivar laila kuli, have to let it sit all night long. However, b'shas ha-tchak, if you're under extenuating circumstances, yesh lahakil lolush mehem achar amun ha-shachar. Even if you only let it sit, at least from before midnight until amun ha-shachar, that would be okay, b'di'evet. Even though it hasn't sat for a full 12 hours. And the issue footnote number 11 brings down, this only applies if you drew the water up during the Bein Hashmashos. They weren't in the ground at all during the nighttime when they heat up. But if you wanted to go and draw them up at nighttime before Chatzos, then you can't rely upon this shita that the smak and the rivon said that it can be 6 hours, that's enough. He, Paskins, no, it must be at least 12 hours sitting still. That's the definition of mayim shalonu in this situation. With this, we conclude today's shir.